You know, one of the things that's great about this show is no matter what's going on, we can usually get somebody who can relate here locally.
Mm-hmm.
Had a guy call and said he had a moth in his ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Said it was about 2 years ago. He's in an RV. He had three moths. He was trying to catch them, and one of them went in his ear.
Oh, my.
He said that toothpick thing. He said, I guarantee you get anything. He said, I put the head of a pin in my ear to try to get that thing out. Problem is it just keeps growing, you know, going farther and farther in.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Said, by the way, also as you're driving to the hospital in Andrews, Texas, at 10 o'clock at night, you really don't worry about things like stop signs and red lights.
That oh.
He pretty much just got there as fast as he could.
Did they have cameras?
Don't know. But he lived to tell the tale and didn't mention that he got a ticket. So that's that. Okay, so, you know, I wasn't paying that much attention, to be completely honest with you, with the singing of our national anthem.
Yeah. You know, but, I wasn't, same here, I wasn't either, and I didn't hear what you're about to talk about until after when I read it on the web later.
I was more caught up with the fact that she was actually singing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she was singing.
She was belting it out.
Which was really kind of neat.
Uh-huh.
It's just that she missed some of the words.
Well, she repeated some of the words.
Yeah, well.
She missed some
and filled in with other stuff.
Well, filled in with a line that she had sung just two lines before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
It was her favorite line, evidently. She wanted to repeat it. Yeah.
For, what's her name, Christina Aguilera.
Aguilera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For her part, she's done stuff before and done a really good job.
Yeah.
Just this one.
Not this time, though.
This one just didn't work. So that and then, you know, one of the questions they had out there this morning, well, which I thought, go ahead.
The story this morning is that she had been in the hospitality tent.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
And, so she's going to go ahead and play the revved up card.
And perhaps was a bit imbibed.
Overserved card.
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We don't know.
Now.
I wasn't there.
The other thing is, how do you have a flyover over a closed stadium?
Well, I think they were able to hear it inside.
Okay, sure they were.
Yeah, and of course the cameras were there to catch it.
Yeah.
So.
Like, that's why they don't have flyovers at night at Kyle Field. I mean, you know, really, but. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, they did do that, though,
yeah,
didn't they?
That's
yeah. Fine. And how about all those people that paid $800 and they didn't have a seat for them?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
thanks
they're
for your money.
Get,
going home now.
Well,
yeah.
No, they're getting $2,400.
Yeah, they're
back.
They're getting triple their money. You know, obviously they just put
that's
the cameras on the people that were griping because I'm betting there's a good number of those people because they let them in the stadium to actually stand and watch, you know, from back behind posts and stuff. So they were able to, you know, go in the stadium and buy their beer and all that stuff. Plus, they ended up getting a free ticket plus another $1,600, I guess. So, you know,
no,
so they
no, they get $2,400.
Well, I know, yeah, $2,400 back. Well, their profit is $1,600. So is what I'm saying. So,
you triple your investment. I mean, that's pretty good.
I'm thinking all of them probably weren't that sore.
Yeah. No. Likewise, you're right. They found the people who were willing to complain.
Exactly.
From there.
Yeah.
All right. So here you go. Here are your bottom five. Here are your bottom five commercials.
This is according to whom?
This is USA Today does their ad meter.
Oh,
they've been doing
okay.
This for like bazillions of years. All right. The two bottom ones were Hyundai commercials.
Hmm.
The Elantra brakes good enough compact trance. I don't know. Didn't see it. Honda, the Hyundai Psychedelia Truth About Compact Cars. GoDaddy with Danica Patrick was in it the third worst.
Was that the one with Joan Rivers?
No, that was the Danica Patrick one. I didn't see that. I did see the Joan Rivers, which was pretty bad. The Mini Cooper commercial. There was only one of those. And the Stella Artois commercial. I saw that, and that was really just a stupid commercial.
Yeah,
I missed all of
it. It was a minute. It was 60 seconds of a guy singing.
Well, it was the actor. What's his name?
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that, so that was lost on me. It's been some long-haired guy singing. Uh-huh. All right, so here we go. Number one. So, boys' favorites?
Doritos had my least favorite and one of my favorite. I like the Doritos where, Grandpa's ashes and he comes back. I thought that was kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Doritos of the guy sucking the finger and then smelling the pants, that was creepy. That was just creepy.
Yeah.
So I didn't like those. You know what might have been my favorite commercial? It was a local commercial that I guess was only seen in Texas, and it was the H-E-B jingle by the country singer. Who was it? I thought that was a cool song.
See, I thought that was stupid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was, you know.
You can't spell Texas without H-E-B?
Yeah.
With Jack Ingram?
Well, they're advertising H-E-B.
Oh, the H and the B are silent. That's what it is.
Dang,
But no, I just thought it was a toe tapping song. So
oh, it was catchy.
Yeah.
You know, and it had Hook'em Horns and Aggieland and all that other kind of. But you can't spell Texas without it was just so contrived. Funniest commercial I saw was hands down the Telefloor commercial with Faith Hill.
Yeah, no, that was good.
That one made me laugh uproariously because you didn't quite know where it was going, and you thought maybe this is going to be a feel good, and then they just dropped you off the funny cliff, and they did not disappoint.
Yeah,
and but that would be number one in terms of humor, the most well done commercial that certainly from my vantage point had the most impact. I thought it was smart. I thought it was brilliantly done, and that was the Motorola commercial for their tablet. Is it
pronounced Zoom? It's spelled XOOM.
Yes.
Okay. And yeah, that was kind of their rollout on their iPad knockoff, if you will.
Well, but look at what they did. In the early part of that commercial, you see the main character, if you will, reading on his tablet 1984. This was a twist on Apple's Mac commercial from the 1984 Super Bowl.
The one that only ran once.
That only ran the one time, that is still considered to be one of the best commercials ever aired. But now it shows how what was once innovative is now the status quo.
You are that group.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are those people.
You know, you're a sheep. And you're a lemming, and everyone there has it's all done in white. Well, what's Apple's default color? It's all done in white. Everyone has earbuds in. That was just a brilliant commercial from top to bottom.
They went at them, and it's difficult. Look, I mean, the market share that Apple has, it's hard to go after it. But
this is coming from. I mean, I own Apple products, and I just thought it was. I mean, I wouldn't care. I mean, it could have been a commercial for just about anything, but just how it went after its competitors, how it portrayed them, how it was done.
But again, if you go back to that ad, they now are those people that they were trying to break up in that original commercial. And y'all can call. We had some calls that dropped off. Call us back. That's fine. 695-1620. Love to hear your point of view. For my part, the one that I liked the best was the little kid in the Darth Vader outfit.
That one would have been second to the Telefloor for
really
me.
Really kind of enjoyed that.
That was funny.
That one had the biggest cute factor because when Dad makes the car crank and the kid snaps his head and like, did anyone see that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because what they did was, despite the fact that he's dressed like Darth Vader, you can picture that child's face.
Right.
Because if you're a parent, you've seen that face.
That little kid did a great job of acting because obviously he could not use his face. He had to use his body language to emote completely. I thought from that standpoint.
And never spoke.
No. Thought that youngin did pretty well. Hello?
So Chase is complaining that commercials are contrived?
We know that we are. Hello?
I had two favorites. They were both cars. One was the Kia Optima, One Epic Ride.
Okay, yeah.
The other one was the new Volkswagen Beetle. Black Betty, ram a lamb, go, Black Betty.
Don't sing. Okay, thank you.
I thought the CarMax commercial about... I feel like a kid in a candy store, and then they keep going around. You know, I feel like a wrestler in a folding chair factory. Yeah. That was cute.
It was. And I liked the Audi commercial where they're breaking out of the prison.
Oh, yeah. Hit it with the Kenny G.
Kenny G in the closing shot. Yeah, that one was good.
That was actually the first one that made me laugh because the first commercial that ran was a Bud Light commercial, and it was horrible.
It was horrible.
That
one out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, the landscapers are here. Your commercial stinks.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about it on Friday as to whether or not they would disappoint, and unfortunately E-Trade did disappoint. I didn't think the commercial with the guy... taking measurements of the baby, talking about it's his wardrobe guy. Yeah, that was pretty lame, and so that's unfortunate.
And why, I guess this was Pepsi or something like that, why do people still insist on thinking that men being hit in the groin by something is still funny? I just don't understand that. Yeah. I mean, it's old, talk about contrived, my gosh, I just don't understand how people can spend money and think that that's still humorous.
So here's your top five. It's the Bud Light commercial tied with the Doritos commercial with the pug that goes through the glass door.
One was predictable.
It was. And that one, however, was sent in by a viewer. That idea was a customer who sent that, and they produced it. Volkswagen with the little kid in the Darth Vader was number three. Number four was Doritos with the house sitter that brings the grandpa's ashes back, as you guys mentioned.
Yeah.
And Pepsi Max, Love Hurts, was number five. And, you know, I don't like chimp humor, but the career builder spot where the guy gets blocked in by the chimps on either side, I thought was pretty cute. That came in number six. Number seven, the First Date Pepsi commercial. I thought it was horrible. Number seven, the NFL, the TV show clips with the NFL
fans.
Yeah,
now I like that. I did.
Yeah, that was very creative.
That was.
That came in at number eight. Number nine was Bridgestone, where the beaver pays back the good deed. And number 10 was Coca-Cola's Border Guards Sharing a Coke. So there's your top 10 according to AdMeter.
And what was number one?
Number one, once again, was a tie, actually. It was the Bud Light commercial where the guy has the dogs in. He's the dog sitter, and the dogs turn the house into a party.
Oh, I missed that one.
That one and then the pug.
Oh, okay.
There's two tied. So that's your number one according to AdMeter. All right, 7:48.